Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. Another beautiful day to be alive. Before we dive in, so just a quick note to say that 2% with Michael Easter, it has moved out of the audio bar on Substack, and we are now into podcast form, as you can surely tell if you're hearing this. So what's going to happen is that Monday's posts will now always be entirely free and fully accessible on every single podcast platform. And we're now transitioning Wednesday and Friday, which are posts where full access is for members, over to podcast form as well. So members, what'll happen with that is you will receive a special RSS feed and a link for full access to the Wednesday and Friday posts. For everyone else, you'll be able to get a free preview on any podcast platform. So sit tight. That's all going to happen. And if you're just joining us from your podcast player, this podcast features me, Michael Easter, covering contents of 2% with Michael Easter, which is my newsletter. Podcasts are going to drop three times a week, and we deal in the most effective and practical information on health, performance, and mindset. Okay, now that that's over, let's dive in. Today's post is the 2% Screen Time Challenge. We are partnering with ClearSpace to get our time and attention back. It's nothing more important than that. Some quick housekeeping before we dive in. This post and its podcast, like every Monday, is free to everyone. If you want to get full access to all our awesome content, become a member. You can do that at TWOPCT. I have it in the email. We are going to save you more time and money than the monthly cost of your subscription, which is already pretty low. Wednesday, we're going to cover my favorite and most useful apps. And then Friday is going to be an AMA. It's a good week we got coming. All right, let's get into today. Today, we are announcing a 2% screen time challenge. And the winner is going to get some killer gear. Now, the idea for this came together like this. A few months back, I wrote a post about using Grayscale to reduce screen time. And I have linked to that in the post at twopct.com. Afterwards, so that post goes up. People liked it. People really liked it. They're like, wow, this Grayscale thing really works. And that has even been proven in studies. So piece goes out. Afterwards, I get a message from a guy who was a developer, and his name is Royce Branning. He and another developer, whose name is Oliver Hill, they founded an app that is called ClearSpace. Royce's message, which came through Twitter, just said, hey, I just had a friend forward me your article on Grayscale. I think you'll resonate with our app ClearSpace. Lots of our users started out grayscaling their phones before they found us. So ClearSpace is this app these two guys invented in order to eliminate digital distractions and help you get your time and attention back. But here's the thing. My initial internal reaction to Royce's message to me was something like, so let me get this straight. You want me to use an app so I can use another app less? That seems strange. But I was in a good mood. So I said, sure. I download ClearSpace and I start using it, and it works like really, really well. The app is, as Royce likes to say, which I think is totally spot on, it is like Ozempic for screen time. I wrote back to Royce 2 weeks later and I thanked him. I was like, dude, this thing is great. And I was in the process of writing my book, Scarcity Brain, and I could totally see how it worked and lined up with behavioral psychology. So ClearSpace changed how I use my time and attention. It reduced my screen time and it helped me use apps more intentionally. And this couldn't be more important. William James, who was the father of American psychology, he captured something really profound about this brief stint of consciousness we all have and call our life. In the end, he said, our life is ultimately a collection of what we paid attention to. Let that sink in. Hence, 2% is partnering with ClearSpace to run a free 2-week 2% screen time challenge to help us get some time and attention back. Here's how the 2% ClearSpace challenge is going to work. Step one, you need to download ClearSpace. So just grab your phone, download the ClearSpace app, create an account. I've got a link so you can download the app in the piece. Now, let me make a quick note here. ClearSpace is currently only available on iPhone. We're sorry about that. The team is working on launching an Android version soon, but not quite yet. Step two, join the 2% challenge. Once you download the app, click the button in the piece. If you don't have it, just go to twopct.com. The post is right there. We got a button. Just click that thing on your iPhone, from your iPhone, and it'll take you into the challenge. So that's going to flow you into the 2% screen time challenge. And once you're in there, you're going to determine a few things. You're going to determine the apps you'd like to limit your use of. You'll figure out a total daily budget for your apps. That's how much daily time you can use those apps. So if you pick multiple apps, you're going to have to split the time you selected between them. Next, you will pick your name for the leaderboard. Step three, begin the challenge. The two-week challenge officially starts early Thursday morning at 12:01 a.m. PST, and it runs until Wednesday, April 3rd at 11:59. We're going to have a group leaderboard. Those who stay under their goal and rank at the top of the leaderboard, they are going to be entered to win a Go Ruck Ruck and a 2% dad hat. Now, as a reminder, the challenge is entirely free, no paying. And please feel free to share this post and the link if you want friends, family, and coworkers to join the challenge. You can all get your own side hustles going, side bets, if you'd like. So there you have it. Now, if you want to know the science of why and how ClearSpace works so well, let's dive into that. So here's how ClearSpace works. The short of this is that it inserts pause and intentionality before you can use an app that you want to limit. Now let's get into what we mean by that. So we all have an app or two that we check way too often without thinking. Then, once we're on the app, we often get sucked into scrolling and we unintentionally lose 10 or 20 minutes of our lives. Just sort of evaporates that time. ClearSpace has you select which apps you want to limit. Then here's what happens when you open an app that you've chosen to limit. The app asks you to do a centering exercise. So during the centering exercise, you're asked to breathe in and breathe out deeply. It's nice. It's relaxing. Then the screen shows you a wise quote, usually about time and attention and how we spend our lives. Now, a quick note, I picked my favorite quotes on life, improvement, and attention for the 2% screen time challenge. So you're going to get my favorites. Then from there, you choose whether you actually want to use the app that you opened. The reason for that is because we often just reflexively click an app, even if we don't want to open it. Then, if you decide you want to use the app, you're like, yes, I do want to use the app, you must determine how long you'd like to use it before you can get in. The app gives you options of, say, 1, 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever you want. Only then can you enter the app. Once your selected time is up, the pre-selected time, you're kicked out of the app. It closes out. Now, this sounds like a lot of steps, but that is exactly why ClearSpace works. Here's why it works. Now, the short of this is that it interrupts the scarcity loop. Here's what we mean by that. If you're a frequent reader or listener of 2%, you probably know about the scarcity loop. And if you want a full breakdown of the loop and why it hooks humans, you can read a piece that I have linked to in the piece. Just go to the post. There's a link right there. Or you can read my book, Scarcity Brain. That's if you want to go real deep, learn a lot of cool things. Now, to sort of sum up what the scarcity loop is that it is the most powerful behavior loop. There is nothing better at grabbing a person's attention, holding it, and leading them to repeat behaviors they often regret later. And it's got three conditions. It's got opportunity, unpredictable rewards, and quick repeatability. So opportunity, you have an opportunity to get something of value. Unpredictable rewards, you know you'll get that thing of value at some point, but you don't know when, and you don't know how valuable it's going to be. Quick repeatability, you can immediately repeat the behavior. So this loop was revived and sharpened in slot machines in the 1980s. It quickly raised slot machine profits by tenfold, which is absolutely insane. Then what happened is that tech giants noticed the power of slot machines, and they were like, hey, what's going on in Vegas? Let's do that. So they co-opted the loop, and now it is what makes the apps that hook people so powerful. So let's consider social media. Let's apply this loop to social media. One, opportunity. You have an opportunity to get likes or find something that entertains you. Two, unpredictable rewards. You don't know how many likes you're going to get if you post. It could be just a few, which that feels kind of bad. I didn't like that. Or it could be a ton. You could even go viral, and that's awesome. There's this crazy range of outcomes that could happen. And when you're scrolling for entertainment to apply it to that scenario, you don't know when you'll find a video or post that entertains you, and you also don't know how entertaining it's going to be. Three, quick repeatability. You can check and recheck your phone or keep scrolling infinitely. It's literally called infinite scroll for new content. The scarcity loop is now leveraged by social media, sports betting apps, personal finance apps, dating apps, fitness trackers, YouTube, and way, way more. It even appears in the modern food system and explains why people stay in toxic relationships for too long. If you want to know more on that, I'm happy to cover it. It is fascinating. So how do you stop the scarcity loop? That's the next question. It's like, oh no, this doesn't sound good. This captures time and attention like nothing other. So what you need to do, it's actually rather simple. All you have to do is remove or change any of the loop's three parts. In the case of phone use, it's most powerful to reduce the quick repeatability. The longer it takes to do a behavior, the less likely you are to do that behavior. So speed kills. The faster you can do something, the more likely you are to do it. Opposite is true. So what ClearSpace does, the magic, is that it takes away the quick repeatability. The process it takes you through before you can use an app, that slows down the behavior and it forces you to be intentional with how long you want to use the app. By choosing the amount of time you want to spend on an app before opening it, two things happen. One, you get more tactical with your time. You actually make sure you accomplish what you set out to accomplish by using the app. And then two, you don't get sucked into the vortex of scrolling. This ends mindless, infinite scrolling. All of a sudden, scrolling becomes finite, which is a good thing. Next section, why ClearSpace is a sane solution. Now, the short of this is that rather than methods that ban apps altogether, like getting a dumb phone or deleting apps, ClearSpace helps you leverage the good parts of apps and avoid their bad parts. A little more on this. The apps we get hooked on benefit us, or else we would not use them in the first place. Oliver from ClearSpace echoed as much to me. He told me this: the apps we get hooked on are obviously useful. We wouldn't all be onboarded to them if they didn't provide some benefit. But the downsides are becoming just as obvious, and all the low-tech solutions we hear, like get a dumb phone, leave your phone at home, delete apps, are low-tech solutions that ignore the positives that there are to be claimed from apps. So he continued on this topic. We think technology, we meaning ClearSpace, him and Royce, can be uniquely valuable for separating the utility of apps from their distractions. So they're peeling apart these two things. In other words, we have a high-tech solution to a high-tech problem that helps you get the benefit of apps without their distracting downsides. Boom. That is exactly what I like about ClearSpace. I love all the apps on my phone. If an app is on my phone, there's a good reason, because it helps my life somehow. But here's the thing. There are certain apps on my phone that I do not like checking too often and getting sucked into, which I have to admit happens. So ClearSpace allows me to use the apps the way that I want to use them. I still get to share dumb videos with my wife and friends on Instagram. I still get to use Twitter for research, but I don't get sucked in. In other words, TLDR, ClearSpace helps you use the apps and not let the apps use you. Because that is what is happening today. So have fun. Don't die. Join the 2% screen time challenge. Michael, as a reminder, we are brought to you by GoRuck, maker of the world's finest rucksacks. Rucker 4.0 and a 30-pound plate. That is my go-to. M-Easter 10 gets you 10% off. We are brought to you by Maui Nui Venison, harvester of the world's healthiest meat. Do not take my word for it. Go to 2%twopct.com and click the link in the ad copy for Maui Nui. That links out to a research brief that'll lay everything out. It is amazing stuff. I eat it every day in some form or another. Easter gets you 15% off. Finally, last but not least, we are brought to you by Momentous Nutrition, the company that made me feel good about supplements again. They are trusted by the U.S. military. They have a bunch of government contracts. They are trusted by pro sports teams. That's because they test everything thoroughly and they're doing a ton of research on what actually works. Easter gets you 15% off with them. And if you want a recommendation, I love their plant protein. So check it out. Thanks for listening.